Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Throughout this Lenten season, we have had a theme, and I want to see how well I did branding it. Does anybody remember the Lenten theme that we put on our little wristbands that we had for this season?
Hashtag, are you serious?
Are you serious? You guys got it. Yes. I feel vindicated. Are you proud of me, Melissa? Very proud of branding expert over here. Thank you. Are you serious? And the theme behind Are You Serious was that we are taking this time to indeed get serious about our relationship with Jesus Christ. Because at its very core, being a Christian is following Jesus. It sounds pretty simple, doesn't it? But following Jesus as the Savior of our life. We gather in the name of Christ. And as we do together with one another, we seek to embrace and respond to this challenge. For following Jesus is at times a real challenge. And the call of Jesus in our life can lead us down paths that we'd rather not go. And so it's so vital that we have each other to help us walk that road. In our lives of faith, we desire, and I believe we all desire, to please our Lord with our choices and with our values. We desire, I believe, to be not only personally, but also collectively as a body, as a community of faith that comes together. We seek to be in tune with the song that God's singing in this world. But it is it not an ongoing process? It is an ongoing journey where perhaps we need to be invited to remember to be serious. We are aware that this journey is neither easy nor as clear as we would like for it to be many times, because there are many and varied opinions about what it means to follow Jesus. We are not wanting, are we, in our world of people, of groups who are willing to tell you exactly how you should follow Jesus, how you are to think about faith and what that looks like in your life, how you are to interpret Scripture, the correct way to do so, when and how you are to baptize people, when you should begin taking Holy Communion, how and who you are to evangelize. And the list goes on and on, does it not? What can be so confusing then for people who consider themselves Christians is that they can almost always find another group of Christians who say they are doing it wrong. Imagine what it must be like for the people who aren't Christian. Tonight, we're going to attempt, and we have attempted, a simple return to following Jesus in a way that the gathered community has been doing for centuries. We gather tonight to wash one another's feet and to share in His Holy Supper. We attempt, in doing these two acts, to reconcile our lives to the life of Jesus. And in doing so, reconcile our lives to one another. Today is a day called Maundy Thursday. And I had a friend back in Cincinnati, Chris Mendel, who said he would always call it Monday Thursday. And he would say it's a day so nice they named it twice. And I would always laugh at the same joke every Thursday night, but now here it is in my sermon, so he must have branded it well as well. But this celebration that we're doing tonight, this Maundy Thursday, has been around since the 4th century, since the 300s. And the name Maundy comes from a Latin word which means command. So we gather tonight to engage in commands from our Lord, to share and wash each other's feet in an act of service and humility, and to share in the meal that gives us nourishment for our lives of faith. Jesus says these words when he commands them to wash each other's feet. He says, "Do you know what I have done for you? If I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, then you should do as I have done for you." And the powerful words that he says, "If I do not wash your feet," as Peter backs off and says, "No, Jesus, don't do me. I'm not worthy." He says, "If I don't serve you, if I don't wash your feet, then you have no share with me." So what does that mean? It means that for us to be in community with each other, we serve. It's a simple act of discipleship that reminds us how we can be serious about following this life of Jesus. Tomorrow morning, some will gather here for returning thanks. And for years, Bethel has done this. Gather on Good Friday morning to do acts of service for our neighbors and those in need. If you're unable to join, not a problem, but remember and know that service is at the heart of following Jesus. And on the night of his betrayal, that's what he sought to teach us. It sounds like that must be important for Jesus. That one of the last things that he departs to his disciples in that sacred holy moment of in the upper room was to wash their feet and share a meal, highlighting service and community and God's promised presence in both. Jesus says, "Do this in remembrance of me." And for us, the meal is more than some memory. It is an unabashed confidence, if you will. An unabashed belief and trust that when we take in the bread and the wine, that it is in some mystical way God's presence here. It is our strength for living. And so often when we gather around this table, it is a time of reconciliation. For as we come and kneel and receive the bread and the wine, we come and receive that not as all of the other ways that our world defines us and says that you are this or that or what kind of Christian you are or what you are here or how you vote or what team you pull for or whatever it happens to be. All that goes away and we come to the table simply as Christian, as follower, as disciple. And we are met there by God's real presence, we say. Not just in our thoughts, but God's real presence. In that beautiful way that God can be mysterious and powerful and known all at the same time. Tonight, we recall service and sharing. Tomorrow night, it will recall sacrifice and honesty of pain and suffering. And on Easter, we will recall hope and promise. These last days of the Lenten journey recall for us the whole of Jesus' mission and the promise of new life that comes with it. It is a time for us to be serious yet again. So I invite you to recommit yourself to Jesus as your Lord and Savior through simple acts of service and sharing, to reevaluate your life considering Jesus' call to service. Repent of those things that impede your life, but most of all, brothers and sisters, be renewed these holy days through simple acts that draw us closer to one another, but also closer to our Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.